Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will nourish us with the living bread in your word, and that we can study to show ourselves approved and learn to be more like Jesus. Greetings, saints. Our readings, Matthew 14, verse 34 to 36. After they had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. The news of their arrival spread quickly throughout the whole surrounding area, and soon people were bringing all their sick to be healed. The sick begged him to let them touch even the fringe of his robe, and all who touched it were healed. Many New Testament manuscripts refer to the country of the Gadarenes or Gerasenes rather than the Gergesenes. Both Gerasa and Gadara were cities to the east of the Sea of Galilee and the River Jordan. That's according to ebible.com. We see this area referred to in Mark 5 in verse 1 in the NLT. So they arrived at the other side of the lake in the land of the Gerasenes. The same verse in NKJV. Then they came to the other side of the sea to the country of the Gadarenes. Now those two cities are part of the Decapolis. In Wikipedia, the Decapolis was a group of 10 Hellenistic cities on the eastern frontier of the Roman Empire in the southern Levant in the 1st centuries BC and AD. The cities listed are Philadelphia, Gerasa, Gadara, Pella, and Dion, or Tel Ashari, and then also Raphana, Scythopolis, Hippos, Canitha, and Damascus. Now, in Mark 5, the man who was delivered of the legion of demons went through the Decapolis, which is the area of the 10 cities, and that includes the cities of Gerasa and Gadara. So I think it would be feasible to surmise that he would have included these cities in his tour of spreading the good news of what Jesus did for him. Because remember, he wanted to go with Jesus when Jesus was asked to leave the area by the frightened people who saw the dangerous man in his right mind, and they got scared, possibly because Jesus was the one that delivered the man that was so dangerous in that area, and then they thought, well, if he's more powerful than that man, then he must be really scary. But he isn't scary. He's a loving, beautiful Savior. Anyhow, they asked him to leave the area, and this guy wanted to go with them. And he said, no, don't come with me. Rather stay here and go home to your family and friends and tell people how good God has been to you. And the Bible says that he went through the area of the Decapolis, which is the area of the 10 cities, including all those cities. Those cities are part of Jordan and Syria and Israel in modern day times. And so he went through that whole region basically as a self-appointed missionary to the whole area. And he didn't just go home and tell his friends and family. He went to all of those surrounding towns and cities and told the people how good God had been to him. So when Jesus lands at this side of the lake and the news of their arrival spreads throughout the whole surrounding area, people were bringing all their sick to be healed. They'd realized that Jesus is the healer, the miracle worker. Perhaps they even realized that he is the Messiah. And so they brought all their sick to Jesus to be healed, and even one small touch on his clothing, the edge of his clothing, was enough to get them healed. It was just a point of contact for the faith of the people, and not everybody had to touch Jesus to be healed. Case in point was the centurion's servant, where Jesus just said the word and the guy was healed. So when God asks you to do something for him that's not what you really wanted to do, the guy really wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus asked him to rather tell other people of the goodness of God, then that obedience of that man caused a revival? Well, it caused a large amount of interest in his work. and in his healing and in his love and in his compassion. And so let's arise and shine and shine our lights in this world, no matter where God asks us to go, no matter who he asks us to talk to. Let's do it with a willing heart and with a cheerful smile, because good things happen when we obey our loving Redeemer and our loving Heavenly Father and our loving best friend, the Holy Spirit.